The Affordable Care Act provides health insurance coverage for 54,000 Hawaii residents and offers other protections not provided by local insurance plans. Senate Bill 403 would preserve the critical benefits of ACA, which are overseen by the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. Insurance Commissioner Gordon Ito.
The department supports the intent of the bill to address the complexities of the healthcare system and the uncertainties of the future of ACA and the goal to provide needed health coverage to as many residents as possible.
The bill preserves the ACA's individual mandate requiring taxpayers to obtain health insurance coverage throughout the year or pay a penalty. It also extends coverage for adult children until age 26. Health plan providers support the measure, but Kaiser Permanente representative Jonathan Ching expressed a concern.
If this bill were to move forward, would there be application to all plans, large, commercial? Currently, it's really only covered under the individual plans right now.
Tax Foundation of Hawaii President Tom Yamachika was also critical and said not all federal provisions are included in the state's plan, which could increase individual costs.
We also want to take a look at the exception for people who can't afford the coverage. Under federal law, it provides a tax credit to help the people who have affordability problems, but we have no such credit either in this bill or anywhere else in Hawaii.
Senator Roz Baker introduced the measure. She chairs the Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health Committee and says the addition of tax credits could offset taxpayer costs. But the goal is to retain ACA provisions requiring cost equality regardless of gender and prohibiting health insurance companies from excluding pre-existing medical conditions.
Pregnancy was considered a pre-existing condition before the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, I'm a 40-something year cancer survivor, but that's considered to be a pre-existing condition. So some plans don't want to pay for cancer care because some cancer care can be very expensive. But we don't want to roll things back. And a lot of these are already in many of our prepaid group plans, but in the individual plans without the Affordable Care Act, people are not getting the preventive health care that they need. And this is really what this is designed for.
The bill now advances to the Senate Ways and Means Committee for initial review and consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.